Justin Flukpak with you here on Care Radio. We continue Coach's Insight, talking with JCN boys head coach Corey Knoll. The Chargers have had one game already in the new year, beating McClouth earlier this week, 51-23, and Coach 4-2 overall on the season. And I know kind of a slow start, getting some guys kind of reacclimated to basketball after the run to the football championship. But looking back at kind of December as a whole and where this team's kind of gotten to through the first six games, what's your assessment overall?
Yeah, I think it's been a kind of a slow trajectory, but I like the way we're headed. You know, we started off 0-2. I had some guys banged up, missing some games. You know, our first two games in December, ended up losing those. And then I thought we kind of hit our stride a little bit. We played really well, I thought, versus Troy and again versus Oskaloosa on back-to-back nights. And I was really pleased with how we played. And then we finished our pre-Christmas games with Pleasant Ridge, and it was a very low-scoring game. And we were still missing one of our starters. He was sick that game, but you know, get out of there with the win, finish 3-2 before break. I was pretty pleased with how we're going, and then got to keep that same momentum here after Christmas.
Yeah, three straight wins going into Christmas. I'm sure your guys are ready for a rest. I'm sure the break couldn't have came soon enough, but obviously you've had a few practices since then, and already a game again this week on Tuesday night. So was it a lot of just kind of rest and going a little bit easier, or was it trying to like play catch up and get a lot of extra things in during those practices during break?
Yeah, you know, we wish we could have done both, you know, get the rest as well as, you know, make up for some lost time there. But, you know, I thought we did well. Some of our Christmas break practices, I thought were a little rough. I think part of that was just trying to do too much in a short amount of time. But then, you know, as we went, I thought our practice on Monday before our game on Tuesday night was probably the best one we had. We had all break. So it's, I like the way the guys are playing, and I think they're getting a little more confidence as they go.
No doubt. I mean, I feel like your team has a ton of upside and potential, and it's just, you know, taking a while to get going, as we mentioned, after football. But, boy, Valley Falls, with them coming in on Friday, big rivalry game, one that I know we'll have broadcast here on KNZA 103.9, our sister station. But I'm sure that's one that's always highlighted and certainly one the boys will be up for Friday, right?
Yeah, the Valley Falls games are always fun, you know. The school being that close, all the guys kind of know each other, and regardless of how teams are, it feels like those games are always close. They're a good team. I think Zach Evans was probably one of the best players probably in 2A. And so I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge and hopefully get a good game there Friday night.
Besides just, you know, staying healthy and getting everybody kind of on the same page, what do you see as kind of one or two of the biggest keys for this team to reach its potential and really have a great season that they're looking for this year?
Yeah, we talked the big one. We rely a lot on our defense. You know, if you look at some of our scores, a lot of them are a lot more low scoring than you know some of the other area scores. And I like that, but I also like to score points too. You know, that's
right.
A big one. So I think one of the keys is kind of get our offense going a little bit more. In our game against McClouth on Tuesday, it felt like there was kind of a lid on the rim for the first half. We were getting a bunch of good looks, I thought, looks that we should have made, and part of that's maybe just a little, you know, out of your normal rhythm. But we just couldn't get the ball to fall in the basket. That kind of changed a little bit in the second half. But offensively, just getting the ball into the basket, I think, is a big key for us. And then, you know, if we can get that rolling paired with our defense, I think that would be a big help for us.
You bet. Four straight wins going into the game Friday against Valley Falls, and then ACCHS comes in on Tuesday next week. Best of luck in those games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
That's Corey Knoll, head coach of the JCN Boys. The weekly Care Coaches Insight shows are brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design.